All right, Howard, I'm pumped for this one. I know we wanted to skip out, and by we, I mean me. And you had to sit me down and be like, no, don't be a piece of shit.
Yeah, you're going to record this show and then buy me lunch.
Am I buying you? I didn't know who was the poor one out of us now. I thought we were both kind of taking the crown.
I got a big contract this month. It's going to put me back in the black, I think.
Okay. So can I skate on just not buying you lunch then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not buying you lunch till next week, though, when you make some accommodations for me, though. I think we're going to call this week a push. We're going to go Dutch. We're going to go Dutch. How about that?
We're going to go Dutch. Yeah. Like a date that's not going to end in fucking. I'm vitalized right by doing a dirty show, by the way. I can't do them with Allison.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't cuss.
She doesn't cuss, and it makes you feel like a piece of shit for cussing in front of her. Like, seriously, you feel like the most baseless creature when she's like Doodlebugs, her version of profanity. And you're like, so I fucked this bitch in her cunt and dumped a load in her trench and ass. Yeah, it doesn't work so well. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Howard Flood.
Always a pleasure to be back in the basement.
Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. You go there every Monday, every Thursday for an hour-long episode of this. Closer to 45 minutes lately because, I don't know, we're getting lazy or we're running out of content. Something. Something. Fucking, we've been doing the 45ers lately and no one's complaining, so they're going to keep coming.
Yeah, I assumed it was because your fans were just like tuning out after, you know.
They tune out after 2 minutes, if that. They like hear the song and they're like, that's okay. And then I start talking. They're like,
I was going to give you a solid like 27 minutes before people were like,
At Papa's Basement's my Twitter handle. This man over here is at what the effin' heezy. And make sure to find us on Facebook, facebook.com/papasbasement. And most importantly of all, that's why I put it at the end. You can see how I tease there. I know how to bill things properly. I'm going to bring this down. Go use your podcast app if you're an Apple user, or the equivalent of thereof if you're an Android user. Find Papa's Basement as well as Papa's Football Podcast, responsible for both.
Oh,
the
nice.
The two of us, actually. Find them, subscribe to them, give them a good rating. Actually listen to them. Share them. Do a lot of shit. Send me money. I'm fucking going broke. Send me money. I cannot articulate that enough. I'm not really going broke. Like, I'm going broke. What do they say? The guy who's bitching about he's got no ham with a loaf of bread under each arm. Something like that. I don't know the expression. It's from Casino or Goodfellas. One of those two Guinea Scorsese movies that I've seen 80 times and they've run together in my head at this point. I'm getting tapped though, man. Like, despite all the savings in terms of the actual income, not much coming in the last week or two. And the furlough has murdered me, Howard.
Yeah, I think.
Goddamn murder. Whatever. Is it shutdown, furlough? I don't know.
Because it's a shutdown. And many civilians have been furloughed, and I do believe you draw on some business from many of these government contractors. So you're kind of up Schitt's Creek, too, along with the rest of them. So
it isn't even, hold on, I have to close out of this shit. God forbid a website that I open not have four videos going at once. I swear to Christ, people don't know how to use the internet. It's like any site now, just an ad video is going. We have video content because people share videos, not articles. We're dumb shit. So sorry, I'm closing out of like three tabs of CNN that had four videos in each corner. I'm tapped. I'm getting tapped, man. I don't like to talk about finances a ton on air. For a long time now, I've been subsidizing my mom, who's been subsidizing her brother, who lives in Vegas. I am the poster child of the bad economy. You want to know how people get through bad economic shit? They have a man who makes money who stays home so he doesn't pay rent. And then all of what would be his rent money goes to his fucking blood.
Yep.
Goes to keep his bloodline from literally dying. My old broke uncle who doesn't work, I guess. I don't know. Or doesn't get benefits. I don't know what the fuck. He's 71. I don't know if you really should be working at that age, period.
Probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
You should be doing something to keep yourself active, though. I hope he's not sitting on the couch just watching
Price is
Right.
No, I think he does some shit. I don't really know what he does. Like, I used to fault him slightly because I think a lot of his money goes to keeping a couple pet dogs. And then I realize, what the fuck else does he have other than these stupid dogs? Are you supposed to, like, really not live life whatsoever if you don't have money? Are you supposed to just sit on a fucking log waiting for your heart to give out? So he has his dumb dogs that keep him company. They cost money. His shit health, because he doesn't have health care. Maybe he'll get Obamacare now. It's October 1st.
Yeah. I'm applying.
Maybe that'll help. Good for you.
I moved to Maryland for this purpose. Screw
Virginia. Probably quit my fucking insurance, try to get on it, see what happens.
Not in Virginia. Don't do it in Virginia.
Really?
Yeah.
My insurance I got on 3 years ago started at $80 a month. It covers nothing, by the way.
Yeah.
I went to the ER. It cost me $2,000 to lie in a bed for an hour.
Yeah, I have high deductible as well.
It's up to $155 now.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane. It will not stop. I'm going to quit at some point and just say, screw it. You know what? If I get hit by a car, buy me a gun. I'll take my head off.
Your car insurance actually is pretty decent for accidents. Sorry, like I'm a former adjuster, so.
Well, my car insurance doesn't cover me whatsoever if I cause the accident. Like, they're taken care of, but I could total my car, and they're just like, oh, here's
oh,
is
a that how you're
go
rolling?
Fuck yourself.
That's how you roll these days?
Yeah. Oh, I'm barebacking.
Wow.
I'm barebacking. I'm busting nuts and all kinds of ratchet pussy.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Your boy pays $50 a month for his car insurance, and
damn,
it's because I could tap a bumper. They're fine. I'm fucked.
I don't want to tell you what I pay in Maryland. It's double what I paid in Virginia. I'll put it that way.
You live in a sketchy neighborhood of color and drug addiction, my friend.
It's not even the theft insurance, man. It really is like there. I think there's a lot more insurance fraud. So I think people
no
are just
shit.
Faking.
People don't go to work. They just watch goddamn Price is Right. Every commercial break is either ads for hemorrhoid medication, like fucking oxygen machines you can bring at home. Lawyers telling you if you win the lotto, here's how you get it in one lump sum. We'll help you.
Right.
Or ambulance chasers. So yeah, a couple of things are going to sink into everyone's head in your neck of the woods. Your Balmer, your precious Balmer. But yeah, I pay for my goddamn uncle because my mom pays him and then comes to me and is like, John, I'm light this month.
Yeah.
This happens month after month. It ranges from $300 a month to $700 a month. It's insane, but I get hoard every month. And now, with the goddamn government shutting down, my mom works for the FAA. She's going to stop collecting paychecks. The last time she missed 2 days, I literally paid her paycheck out of my fucking hand.
Yeah.
So when this shit gets shut down, even though I'm a locksmith, I'm self-employed, I'm not directly related to the federal government, I hate this shit. I flip it. I lose it.
Well,
I go nuts.
I'm going to pray to baby Jesus that by the time you upload this on the air, that
we're recording
she's back.
Tuesday, by the way,
yeah.
October 1st.
But no, like, we got to talk in the moment. This is an episode dedicated to the zeitgeist of the shutdown as it occurs.
Oh, fuck evergreen episodes. Those are for the queers. I want to be talking about down-to-the-minute updates. I want this to be dated by the time it's on Thursday.
It better be, because that means your mom's back at work.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, then I'm only getting mildly hoard.
If this is relevant, like, you're going to be shitting a brick by Friday.
Do you know how I'm going to...
I mean, you're already, like... You already got the brown eye kind of peeking right now, but I'm telling you, man.
It's like an angry mandrel. I'm just fanning my asshole. And I don't like when shit gets political like this, too. A, it's divisive, I suppose, for the listeners. And you know what? I suppose I lean somewhat left. I'm more anti-corporate than anything. I really don't get... I can see how taxes suck. They do. And big government can kind of eat my shit, too.
Yeah.
But where the right loses me is any sort of thinking that, one, unregulated business is a good thing.
Right.
Business would fucking... Have you seen The Matrix?
Yeah.
Where they turn people into batteries? If government didn't exist to keep business in check, that's what would fucking your life be, man.
Because libertarianism... I've been libertarian. I actually still...
Oh, it's a baby's dunce-ish
I still
belief.
Consider myself libertarian except about money. That's how I look at myself. Because money is a fiction. You know, we've fabricated paper that helps, like, the economy drive. And it's just funny to listen to libertarians talk about all the theoretical possibilities of having unregulated business. Because to me, the classic example is, like, health codes for restaurants. Because in a capitalist market, they'll talk about, oh, the market will adjust and people will have cleaner kitchens because that's what the consumer wants. And I'm like, you know when that happens? After a bunch of motherfucking people die from E. coli. That's how the market works. So it's nice to talk about a free market health code in
yes,
restaurants.
Exactly.
But
It's nice talking about having to make safety adjustments to the power plant after the entire town has been Aaron Brockovich'd.
The market
That's
will
the
adjust.
Market. Yeah. The market is when so many people have died from the shitty press involved, then we get the market involved.
Yeah. And it sucks because, like, when you look at flip side is, like, what I hate about big government is I went to an event in 2006 where I listened to these guys talking about we need to fix the bridge infrastructure throughout the United States. And they're like, basically, the only way it will ever get money is if
when
a major...
a big one goes down.
Six months later...
Yeah.
I-35, that Minnesota bridge collapsed. And then every state was able to get money because the Congress people could go back to their district and say, do you want to die on a bridge?
And that's
we
human
have to pay
thinking.
For this. Yeah.
That's human thinking. The fucking politician who goes out there and raises your taxes to do this preventatively, one, he saved you from anything bad. You'll never know anything could have happened. Think... if there was a dude who went out there and is like, I'm increasing taxes across the board 1%, let's just arbitrary number.
Because bridges are dangerous in the
because
United States.
Because I have a feeling that some terrorist could fly a plane into some shit someday. Let's say he's running around 1999.
Right.
Let's say he goes out there, he prevents 9/11. Guess what? He'll just be remembered as the prick. By the way, some old puss was just jamming his face in the window. Totally derailed me. Fucking, ugh. Old man's cheeks and ball bags look the same. And
I want to kiss him. Show, man. He's like, oh, the Bob's Basement crew is back in studio. I love these guys.
We have weird people listening to us. I wouldn't be shocked. If you are a listener, God bless you. I was talking about the old piece of shit next to you. Not you. You look great for your age. Where was I? Oh, yeah. You wouldn't remember him as the guy who prevented 9/11 because 9/11 never happened. Yeah. He'd just be the piece of shit who gets voted out in 18 months because he increased your taxes. And the guy against him could run on platform of, what the fuck do we need to do this for? Nothing happened.
Let me ask you, do you believe in democracy?
Not especially. We're dumb.
It's the number one problem with any sort of preventative measures because people don't have the foresight to believe that government should do the things that need to be done. There's a feeling like, oh, you know, why prevent something that may not happen?
Yeah, and then the instant it happens, oh, the pitchforks are out. People are pieces of shit, and that's why democracy doesn't work. Yeah. When it didn't, when we prevented it, when we invest in preventative measures, why are we wasting money on this shit? Nothing's happening. The incident does happen, why would we save from this? Where does our money go? Suck my cock. That's where your money should go. Sucking my cock.
Let me translate this to something. Now, I'm not talking about sports people, so chill. Like, but this is
talk
a good,
about sports. I don't care. We
this is a good comparison point because this is about fantasy football. And to me, like, one of the things that indicates, like, democracy being kind of fucked up are, like, Twitter, social media. But most of all, like, fantasy football is a way that people interface with the NFL where you have individuals who are just earning a paycheck, having people on the street walk up to them and say, yo, like, you dropped that pass the end zone. Like, you cost my fantasy team 6 points. And, like, there's a just critical mass of people who participate in fantasy football that, like, these guys can no longer use social media because they're constantly being insulted for the way they played and how it impacted somebody's fantasy football team.
Yeah.
Like, that's the sort of, like, terror that people can actually feel on a week-to-week basis. If you actually want to talk to them about something more real that, like, possibly could happen, you know, like, oh, we need to plan an event that the levees break from a hurricane... that's level 4 in New Orleans, people going to be like, well, fuck that. No, let's talk about the Saints.
I mean, that's exactly. And I'm people, that's where their brain power is going to dumb shit, like bitching out a guy who didn't let your make-believe team in a, it's a game within a game. That's how fucking escapist it is.
Yeah.
You can't even handle just watching football. Right. You have to fucking make a game out of football viewing.
Yeah.
It's pathetic. And I'm not saying that like I'm any better. My week was spent jacking off and playing Xbox and petting cats, not while jacking off.
I'm in two fantasy leagues, by the way, so
I'm not in. I tap out on that shit.
I do it, but yeah, like it's
but so few people dedicate enough time to really know what's going on. And honestly, I don't think you can. I don't like people who sit around and watch a little MSNBC or the people who fucking listen to Rush and watch Fox and they think they know what's up. You know what you're goddamn being told. That's it.
That's true of most people in Congress now, though. You think those people read any of the bills they pass?
Yeah. No. They've done, like, other congressmen have, like, fucking his goofs written in shit. Like, here's a rider for $200,000, you know, to have fucking old people's sphincters tightened because there's too much loose feces on the fucking pavement in our town. Yeah. And they're like, eh, sure, whatever. Sounds
what do you
good.
Know? My cousin, he happens to run the business that does clean all those.
Really? The pooper scooper businesses? Yeah. I can't take it, dude. I really can't take it. We've all tapped out. You know what my political belief is? Starship Troopers. Not the movie.
Wow.
The movie's good, though.
Yeah, that is.
But the book. You read the book. You know how you get the right to vote? You become a starship trooper. You kill bugs on a planet for a couple years. It shows you care enough about your country to, one, fight for it.
Yeah.
And you've also learned, two, to take care of the people around you. That the self is not the be-all, end-all of the universe. That the unit is bigger than you. And bigger than the unit is the whole army. And bigger than the whole army is the people you're fighting for.
So when we signing up, man? When we gonna do this?
Fuck that shit. That's real army. I want Starship Trooper army, where I'm showering with bitches.
Yeah, nah, co-ed showers. That's what it's gonna take to get me in the
military.
And
I have fucking awesome armor suits. Like goddamn John 117 from Halo. Then I sign up. When it's just me and my stupid fatigues, those aren't bulletproof.
They don't
even have predator cloaks for them yet, much less making them bulletproof. I could get killed, Howard. Fuck that.
See, no, that's bullshit, because you know you take the ASVAB or whatever, and they just be like, here you go. Here's your computer.
Oh, of course. They'd be like, you're smart. We're not putting you in the field.
You know what I would be doing? They would make me a JAG, and I'd just be helping to secure deals for guys who use drugs while they're in the military.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you'd help the people that, like, raped the chicks serving under them and stuff.
No, because those people aren't charged, man.
Oh, that's true. They just walk.
They don't. Those people walk.
I can't take it, and I can't. Politics is one of the few things where I really try not to get involved because, one, if you think you're knowledgeable about it, you're not. And two, if you're talking about it, you're probably driving me up the wall by acting like you think you know something about it. I think the smartest you can sound about politics is realizing it's above everyone, it's fucking corrupt, anyone you vote for, you're fucked, and it all needs to get flushed down the toilet.
What do you mean it all needs to get flushed
out? The whole
out?
System, buddy.
You want to start over?
Oh, yeah.
You want some nullification?
Oh, yeah. I want idiocracy.
You're going to have to flesh it out, man, because I'm not sure where you're going.
I don't know
this.
Really where that goes. I just want my president with a Spanish last name, except it's Terry Crews in a straight wig. And he's got a gun. And he's riding around on a fucking all-terrain vehicle. That's all I know. I want it to go there. It sounds better than where we are now. I got home after doing a job, and then we came out to this. I came home for about 10 minutes. My mom's watching The View, and Bill O'Reilly comes out. Bill O'Reilly.
On The View, really?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And I'm not going to say I know much about Bill. What I have heard, he kind of rubs me the wrong way. Don't know if he's a smart dude. Maybe he is. I doubt he's a retard if he's gotten this far. He's ambitious, at the very least, let's say. And he comes out, and they're like, well, Bill, what do you think of the government shutdown? First thing out of his mouth. Well, it's great. I hope it lasts 5 or 6 years. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You know what? I'll tell you what. People on the right saying they're so happy the government shut down. And I have friends in my personal life. We're not going to name names, apparently. But we've got mutual friends who work for the government, mind you. Let's put that out there. Their parents work for the government. And yet the government is shut down, and he's like, oh, this is great. This is great. So happy it's happening. I like this dude. I love him. He's like family to me. Known him forever. I want to punch his fucking teeth down his throat. I'm like, you son of a bitch. You do realize my mom works for the government, and this isn't some abstract, some entity, some enemy that's been vanquished. This is people out of fucking work, dummy. They're exactly like the ultra-libs on the other side. Who will, like, bomb fucking people who are cutting down trees. You know what I mean? Like, oh, these loggers are bringing down this forest of redwoods. And let's just say they win and they shut down this logging operation. You know what the result is? Fucking loggers who can't feed their families. Do they give a fuck about that? No. Their queer little ideological ends have been met. It's all about people. That's it. I feel like the Indian guy giving the speech. to fucking in 40-year-old virgin, where he's like, life is about connections,
yeah,
not butthole pleasures, rusty trombones. It's about people. That's what life's about. You can't, if it's ideology that fucks with people, you know who else had a great idea and it would have worked if people didn't get in the way? Hitler. Hitler did. Laugh, come
which,
on, laugh.
Which idea?
It just sounds weird.
Which idea?
Well, you know, the whole like purging and a master race emerging and socialism working and all that shit. The Germans had great vacations while he was around. The mass transit was nice. I'm just saying. There
you
was
have to
a,
be really careful when you say things like that.
I don't give a shit. Because you know what the downside was? He killed a ton of Jews. He went to war, killed a bunch of other people.
He invaded several territories.
Yes.
In order to expand the size of Germany. Yeah.
It was all bad. That's what ideology that doesn't take life and life quality into account represents. That's the extreme of it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, Mein Kampf is...
I've read it.
The translation.
Still on my bookshelf to this day.
The translation is my struggle.
Yeah.
And, like, how many politicians in America have you heard? It's just, like, rags to riches. Like, this is, like, what I believe in. Like, I'm just going to come. I'm going to bring it. And, like, it
sound
really
like Kanye.
Is... What's that?
I said they sound like Kanye.
Yeah, it's just... It's the same, like, story that you sell to a society in order
it's
to get yourself...
It's never changed.
Yeah.
It's never changed.
It's disturbing how similar, like... The way he marketed himself to the German people is something that works in America in a different... Actually, this is... Yeah, this is twisted, but, you know...
Oh, yeah, me just saying Hitler good ideas wasn't.
No,
I
but
think
you
I've
know,
got
they,
you covered,
there
buddy.
Was
go
a,
on.
There was a German spy sent to the U.S. In the 30s. And one of the things that he was sent to do was to figure out how the reservation system worked for Native Americans.
Oh, I... believe you've told me this already.
Yeah,
actually.
And so that became the basis for concentration camps. Like the idea that you set aside certain areas in remote parts of your country in order to like eradicate or like watch a minority group die. That was like part of their idea of having the spy come to the United States and infiltrate the Department of Interior.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean like America like is not nearly as far removed from Hitler sometimes as we would like to believe.
You know, I'm just saying it. Anytime your ideology is based around the idea of, well, it's going to be hard for these people for a while and hard being like pretty much they're destitute or dying. But after that, things get good. Your ideology is doomed to fail. And it's fucked to begin with, probably.
This is so going back to this on Obamacare, like one of the things that alarmed me the most about the Republican discourse is talking about pre-existing conditions where people are like, oh, like, that's just going to hike up rates. Like, it's idiotic. You can't let people with pre-existing conditions, like, partake in insurance. I'm just like, that's an indirect way of saying you want to let people die.
Yes. Do you want to?
That's.
Again,
that's
if we're going to talk people, one of my best buddies, Tony. Tony's guts in the last 18 months, he has learned, for lack of a better word, they're fucked.
Yeah.
If it weren't for Obamacare, no one would insure Tony.
Yeah.
Tony is on meds left and right to not die right now.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to accept that, again, these are the people that beat their chest. We're in the greatest country in the world. So the greatest country in the world is cool with people dying?
No, like that's half our country right now. Like they want cheaper insurance rates at the expense of other people's ability to survive.
Yeah.
It's very difficult for me to, because I lived in Toronto. What people may not realize is I was a card-carrying member of a union when I lived in Canada. And so, like, I had healthcare benefits when I was up there that, you know, just talking to other people who were grad students like me about, like, the differences between the American and Canadian system, they were all very open. Like, yeah, we realize that it's not as good in Canada as it is in the U.S., but we as a society made the choice to, like, cover more people than to have, like, the best care possible for a select group. And they all seem pretty confident and comfortable with that possibility that, yes, I'm perhaps putting myself at like a greater risk of not getting the care that I would like for myself personally. However, like this is ensuring that I'm not getting my life put ahead in value of other people's. So, and they seemed okay with that as a like uniform rule in Canada, because anybody who's pissed about it back then probably tried to move to the U.S. already.
It gets to me. It just, it fucking, gets to me. I don't know how else to put it. Like, I'm just gathering my thoughts for a second. Actually, I brain farted. So, I'll toss that out there.
We were talking pre-existing conditions. I mean, it's one of those things to me that it's non-negotiable that, like, we should try to help people.
I think what's so funny is people then point to the system and they're like, well, what do you expect to happen? We already put more money per person into healthcare than like really anyone, right?
Well, we don't do preventative. We're really bad about preventative in this
Not
country.
Preventative. We love the money, though, that goes into the system once you're fucked, of giving you meds, of chopping you open, of telling you you should resist the things that advertising tells you you need to want.
Yeah.
We're great at that. And then everyone who fights like a fairly big change in healthcare, God, I don't know what's wrong with it. I need free brain pills with this fucking thing. But what I'm going for is, you don't think companies, someone, if we're putting that much money into people right now, and we're putting tons, again, like you said, not really for preventative, but treatment.
Yeah.
We're putting so much goddamn money into people. Do you not think that these companies are putting out skewed figures? They're using advertising. They're funding politicians that are going to back the message of, let's not fuck with this. It's obviously not busted. If record money is going into it, then someone is making record money off it. Does that not make sense?
Yeah, no, there's a need to ensure heightened costs. Like, basically, it's distorting, going back to market arguments. So, like, one of the biggest problems you have with any sort of libertarian reform of medicine to me right now is the fact that medicine is a highly regulated profession, and they're self-regulated, so they get to decide how many doctors are in the country, basically. So one of the reasons doctors are expensive right now is that, as a group, the American Medical Association, the AMA, decided a few years ago that they were going to constrict the number of medical doctors that were graduating because they wanted to ensure scarcity would maintain a higher price for every doctor visit. So, I mean, this is like
the
sort of thing that...
Yeah, fucked, if you ask me.
Yeah, so they're a very powerful lobby in
D.C. It kind
of
flies in the face of the quote-unquote open market shit that the right seems to love.
Well, I mean, there's some broadening.
And again, I'm not throwing that in the face of the right. The right entirely cannot be blamed for that. That is one part, you know, one business trying to make sure it makes more money.
And it's been convenient for them lately to go to the Republicans, but they've constantly relied on Democrats in the past to help them restrict the market.
And again, I don't mean to kick people who lean right in the nuts. Like, if you're pretty much too far to the left, I find you easily as annoying. Easily as annoying, you hippy-dippy fag. I fucking hate you, too. Don't get me wrong.
Back off my Canadian Union, man.
I'm just saying, really, I want people to shut the fuck up about it. Here, these are John's rules for politics. One, shut the fuck up, you know nothing. Two, embrace the fact you know nothing. Three, anyone who says they know something, they're full of shit, and let them know. Ta-da! That's a good world right there. And yet,
honesty,
there's always that subsection that's going to think they're always the wolves among sheep, man.
Yeah.
That's really it. And that's why politicians rise. That's why governments rise. Things have to get done, but then there are the parasites who realize they can make their living telling people how things need to get done. And it's fucked, because I believe government is necessary. It's just the people who then slide into running government are almost always pieces of shit.
Well, here's to put it back on the people. The democracy gap to me comes down to, if we had politicians who are accountable for like their failures as much as their successes, you would see that's basically, if any politician takes the blame for screwing something up, that's an opportunity for another candidate to
come in
and replace them.
He's shown weakness.
The displeasure that society feels towards somebody is much easier when you have like proof of them admitting a mistake. Whereas if they pretend it never happened, like, it's much easier to gloss over for the next re-election campaign.
Yes, we are retard children. That's all we are.
So like, there's no accountability in government, partly because people are not as sufficiently informed about what matters to them. Because like, so many of our elections now come down to like, what is a candidate's position on abortion?
Yeah, and guns. Guns, because he's obviously trying to take my guns and hide them forever.
And like, a classic example is the Virginia governor's race. Now, like, I actually can't comment on this race, but
go for it.
I really can't. Well, the one thing I'll say is, like, you have two people who are running basically on, like, platforms involving guns and abortion, and the reality is, like, these guys are not going to draft laws that will go into effect. Their governors are going to administer the laws that are in effect now. And, yeah, like, people should be afraid of Ken Cuccinelli and the way he would administer, like, a lot of, like, health regulations in the state of Virginia, but he can't actually change abortion laws once he's governor. And that's how this campaign is being run right now, as if, like, this guy's going to, like, create the bill that suddenly makes abortion illegal in Virginia. And I'm like, this is so far from, like, what should be an actual issue in this campaign, man.
Yeah. All right. I can't fucking take it. My head hurts. It's been keeping me up. I'm stressed. I'm forgetful. You can fucking hear me behind the mic. I sound like half a tard right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the too many people running their mouths like they know shit. Again, I don't know things. One, readily admit you don't know things. Two, anyone who's making money off of shit, they're your enemy probably. I'm sorry. Anyone in the grand scheme of things who's got a big business and they're making cash off some shit, they're probably doing something not in your best interest.
Yeah.
I guess that's where politically I diverge from the right, where I'm like, big business will save us and big business is doing good things for us, and look for big business to lead the way because government is wasteful and can't get it done. Big business will fuck you. And they're fucking us now. And the people they have in their pocket are fucking us. And the people that they've used advertising to brainwash into thinking this is good for them, they're fucking us. Why are you staring at me like that?
Well, I'm just
have
like,
I lost it?
I'm waiting for...
Am I some Howard Beale right now?
What's your alternative then?
I have zero. I'm the baby who just cries and says, this is bad. And you say, what is good to fix it? And I'm like, fuck all. I got nothing for you.
So what's your strategy to navigate through life with this cynical outlook towards politics?
I wish I could go off the goddamn grid.
No, you don't.
No, I want to be John Connor at the start of Terminator 3. The one that no one saw.
Your internet porn addiction is too strong.
No, not the electronics grid. I would hack into Wi-Fi for that. I don't like paying taxes. I don't like any of it, man. I don't know what my actual strategy is. I want to see Obamacare work. How's that? I want to see people fucking like who need healthcare taken care of and not as a fuck you maneuver. I want to see, like, people who are goddamn sick and dying not dying. And then in 20 years when the world's completely overpopulated and we have a massive climactic race war, I want to eat my words like a piece of shit. But, I really haven't thought it out past that. It's like you're asking James Bond when he's in the wicker chair. And they're beating his balls in. They're like, well, what do you want, James? He's like, I don't want my balls beaten in. How's that for an answer? We can take down Spectre later. I don't want my fucking testicles knocked into my ribs. That's where I am. If you're like, what do you want, John? I don't want to lose all my money supporting my mom because her government job's getting shut down.
Yeah, no, and that's the idiocy of what the Republicans
and,
are doing.
And I don't want to get fucked on healthcare where I have no benefits and I pretty much pay what really has been exponentially growing fees every month, just so if a tractor trailer runs over me, someone pays for the wheelchair and they can stick a coat hanger through my spine so I don't just go bleh in front of a mic. Because that's what I pay for. I really just pay $150 a month for John won't be left to die like someone from the Untouchable cast in the gutter. If he gets run over, that's it. That's where my money goes. What does my $150 cover my pills? No. Are they important pills? No. They fucking keep hair on my head. But it'd be nice. Once in a while, I get antibiotics. Does it cover doctor's visits? No. Those are $100 each.
Yeah.
So guess what? The next time I wake up and my fucking liver hurts, you know what I do? I walk it off. Would I like to go and make sure there isn't a golf ball sized mass between my organs? It'd be nice, Howard. Do I want to spend $2,000 for it? No. So yeah, those are my very, very simple goals. I want my money to go toward insurance that doesn't suck shit, or I don't want to pay money for my suck shit insurance. And I don't want to have to pay for my mom because the government shut down all the goddamn time. Yeah. And I don't think it's fair that someone who works 40 hours a week, one, is painted as lazy because she works for the government. They do nothing. Well, I guess that could be said of people in any industry. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, if I were going to reform federal government employment systems, like, we do need a shrinkage of the federal workforce by 5%. I would say that's a start. Because they do need to pinpoint people who are less productive.
Yeah.
The reality is it's extremely difficult to fire anybody once, like...
Exactly. And that's fine. If you want to fire people who really are sitting around and doing crossword puzzles, fuck them. Why do they deserve to get to do that? Fuck anyone who's having an easier time of it than me. No. That's how I see it. Fuck them all.
And there's nothing to make people, like, work a little bit harder than they currently are if you just say, we're going to have to cut the size of government 5% in the next 2 years. So, you know, we're going to have to do this based on performance.
Works for me.
Yeah.
Works for me. There's certainly a lot of agencies, I'm sure, that are full of bullshit.
It's strange how it works because, like, you know, I've interviewed for a few of these jobs and it's interesting to meet the different personalities. And I've actually, like, worked from the other side against, like, federal government employees, too. And depending on the agency, it just all seems like as much as they try to stick in these, like, objective measures... there are some exceptions where the objective measures of who works well actually function in the federal government. But for the most part, it's just all about like who the management are and if they actually hold people accountable in their jobs. Because a lot of them just want to be friends with their employees. And those are the worst places to work in the federal government. When you have like upper level management where they don't want to do anything. Like they don't want to be a boss. They just want to do like expert opinions. And
yeah,
go
they
talk
just
to
went
people.
There for like to be a GS-15 or whatever.
Yeah, and they want to like talk about how smart they are, and the last thing they want to do is call somebody in their office and say like, "Hey, we hear that you've been making comments about someone's breast assists in the coffee room. We need you to stop." Their initial reaction is like, "Oh, well, I haven't heard it. So I'm just going to go back to writing the speech I'm giving."
Who's the boss, Flavor Flav?
No, a lot of them
that
don't.
That bitch's breasticles.
I'm just saying, it's, yeah, like, it can take courage to be a manager, and a lot of people don't have
Hell
it.
Hell yeah.
So.
Because you have to walk that fine line. You have the sadists who get off on, like, I got power over you.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And they
terrible.
Don't deserve that shit. But then you've got the asshole who, yeah, doesn't have a pair in his bag, and it's like, he was late, but I don't want him to be mad at me. Fuck him.
So now he's
he
coming in at
for you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Show him who's boss, literally.
Yeah, like
there's
you
a
actually,
reason that expression exists.
You have to have that perfect balance of like positive and negative feedback with every
yes.
employee.
Like a warrior king. Like the Kaiser. you have to get it done. I don't know, man. I don't know. I got nothing.
So hopefully here's what I'm saying. Like my wrap up will be this. Hopefully by the time you upload this, federal government's back to work. I think it'd be wise for the Republicans to just give it up. After a few days, they prove their point that like we need a smaller federal government. That's fine. Like they're not going to defund Obamacare.
Yeah, no one likes waste. Again, it's just rhetoric to think that people on the left would like waste. No one wants to see money flushed down a fucking toilet.
Here's what I understand to be like the card that they're going to walk away with in victory over the Democrats. And this will make Democrats look bad. They're actually going to cut the benefits that are paid to members of Congress and their staff because they receive subsidies for their health care benefits.
And I'm fine with the actual members of Congress. The staff are just working stiffs. That kind of sucks.
Well, they're underpaid. I mean, basically, like, Congress is overpaid for what they do, in my opinion, but their staffers are probably very much underpaid for, like, the services.
So it's like radio.
Provide.
The people
yeah,
behind the mic
much.
Make a lot, and then the guy getting his coffee makes
You've
five
heard-
an hour.
Like, Washington is often referred to as Hollywood for ugly people. It's much that mentality of, like, I'm the rock star who's an elected official. You should just be grateful that I let you work for me. $10 an hour if you're lucky. I mean, that's kind of, like, that's not how it is at the, like, top end of being a Hill staffer. But, yeah, it's not. Those people could definitely, for the same thing, make a lot more in public industry or private industry. Whereas, like, the Congress people aren't doing shit, so... Anyway, like, they're going to walk away. Republicans are going to walk away from this having, like, cut the subsidies available to people on Congress. And you can be sure that most of those are ones that Democrats feel entitled to on the Hill. So,
whatever, man. Whatever.
Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi are definitely very entitled to the perks of being a congressperson. So,
just more I want to get from this, but it's just more shit I'm going to rant about hating. Have you ever seen the viral video? I think it really started making the rounds yesterday that everyone was posting, especially women. They're like, I just love this. Woman quitting her job to an interpretive dance.
Oh, no. I don't want to watch this, man. You're going to make me watch this?
No. If the monitor faces me, what, do I have a fucking mirror?
I thought you were going to make me walk around and be like, come look at this. She's dancing. Watch she
No, quits. I'll describe it. You'll seethe. You will seethe. Oh, God. 25-year-old writer Marina Shifrin, if I'm going to just go for broke and make you squirm in your seat. That name sounds Jewy. Did that do it for you? No. Oh, Howard's getting up now. This is her dancing. This is the frame that says, I quit. Howard's looking at the monitor, so I'm describing. She worked at the Next Media Animation in Taiwan, and as she explains, for almost 2 years, I've sacrificed my relationships, time, and energy for this job. Guess what, dumb bitch? You're 25, working in a media job. That's what you do, cunny.
Yeah, there's no real, like, quality of life in that industry.
Yes, I got out of it. There's a reason. It sucked. It didn't pay shit, and it had weird hours. And I didn't get laid for years in radio. It's fucking hard getting laid when you're leaving work at 1, when you're working Fridays and Saturdays from 7 p.m. till 2 in the morning. Guess what? You're probably not getting your prime fuck on then. I'm going to play the video now. It's just the Kanye song, which I'm going to let on air because I've got balls. And you're afraid we're going to get sued for everything, but this man's got balls right here. So I'm going to say, fuck the man. I'm playing some Kanye.
And I'm going to... This is a newsworthy fair use exception, as far as I can tell.
Thank you. There you go. This is my lawyer right here. Getting me out of shit. And I'm going to read the captions from this dope...
Getting you really out of shit.
Looks like an uglier Liz Lemon, if we're going to describe her. She's got her little frump coat on. Here, Howard...
You're making me walk around.
No. I'm going to tilt the monitor.
All right.
You good? We can watch it together. See, I'm tilting my mic so we can watch this shit. So let's bring up the levels. I think this is the right spot for it.
We spy and talk.
Ugh, let's bring that down. Now let's shut the ad because God forbid. So this girl, it says, it's 4:30 a.m. and I am at work. And all of a sudden, it cuts to her doing the whitest of white dances. I work for an awesome company that produces news videos. She's just, what is that, a cabbage patch? For almost 2 years, I've sacrificed my relationships, time, and energy for this job. Again, the dancing's horrendous. Howard, back me up on this.
I think it's just, she's delirious at work.
And my boss only cares about quantity and how many hits each video gets. Let me pause right there. You stupid shit. What should he care about? Really, we just got out of, you know, the boss being evil and stuff. But what, you're in an industry where you're making attempts at viral videos. Obviously, she learned a thing or two from this guy. Because guess what? This thing's hot as it gets right now.
I think she's it's her FU letter to, like, I know what I'm doing and I'm good at my job. So if you just head back the fuck off, you'd be getting plenty of hits from me. And this is also, to be fair with her, man, before we go on, I got to be real. Like,
okay. I'm an angry man. I hate all women. Yeah, go on.
The fact that you've described her job as, like, and she's described it as, like, I'm really good at getting hits on viral videos. And
she hasn't described it that way. She said her boss only cared about the hits that they were getting. And I guess she wanted to put fine art out there. Well, guess what? You're not paid for that. This man is paid to drive ad revenue. And again, if you want to attack capitalism, whatever. But how about you try working for Pixar instead of this prick, I suppose?
Yeah, I'm going to flip it. I'm going to say, like, she knew she's going to quit the job, and, like, the manner in which she did it not only generated a lot of hits for, like, the audience.
You will not hire this girl for under six figures now.
Yeah, no, she's like, this is excellent for the work that she does. She's definitely just got herself a promotion, man.
That's probably why I'm pissed, by the way. Someone's actually being successful in front of me in an artistic field. I want to know what the fuck that feels like. The dancing does suck, though, and she's not really attractive. So I figured I'd make one video of my own. Again, she's dancing. My mom watched this yesterday. She's like, did you see this? It was so funny. I didn't want to touch it, but then I was like, we're out of topics, so meh. To focus on the content instead of worry about the views.
it'd be stupid to ditch you. Even the superficial raps is superficial. I don't know, man. I would say
Oh, and to also let my boss know, dance break. Here she's dancing. Elaine Benes laughing at this shit, by the way.
Dude, on a scale of 0 to 1, I give her a 1.
The binary, yeah, she's 1. I mean, she's got her limbs, and she's not 400 pounds. I quit. And then she's shutting off her the lights and walking home. We're bringing this one down. Okay. There you go. There's your little dancing bitch. That's the kind of viral shit I hate. Uh-oh, the monitor went off. That's not good. Come back on, monitor. Oh, thank Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This whole recording was stored on that thing. How much time we done? Because I got extra content. But we could also leave and just eat.
I need to eat, man. And, like, you're spitting some hate. I did not get the same sentiments of being pissed at, like, her for getting hers.
No, it drives me nuts. Just, it's the kind of shit that this chick's set for life using the tactics that this guy drilled into her head, obviously. She knows how to put something viral out there.
Well, we need to, like, stage something to get you famous then, huh?
Yes, we do. Thank you for picking up what I was laying down. So we're not going to discuss Barilla hating the gays. We can talk
who?
About Barilla Pasta hating the gays another time.
What?
Oh, I think we got another 5 minutes of content.
Yeah,
then.
Nah, like, I got to know if, like, we're getting pasta.
Guido Barilla. That's literally the dude's name.
Guido.
Guido Barilla.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like a Hanna-Barbera character. Guido Barilla. Guido. President Barilla said on an Italian radio program last week that he wouldn't feature same-sex couples in his company's commercials because he prefers the quote-unquote traditional family. The company quickly issued a statement apologizing for the comment. He's been forced in the last couple of days. They've put out a fucking video of him apologizing in English for what he said. Because people are posting messages like, I'm straight and I just took all of your pasta to the food bank because I'm not going to support these views. This is where I go the opposite direction on the whole, like, you know, lefty, good feeling dog shit. This guy didn't make this pasta by hand. He's not saying take a fucking hard rotini and jam it through some gay guy's ventricles and take his life with it. He's saying he doesn't want to put gays in a Catholic country. This is on Italian radio. He doesn't want to put fucking gays out there selling his pasta. I'm sorry. Are you going to get mad that in the deep south, KFC doesn't show a bunch of black people eating their product? Like, they don't market it to Klansmen? Being like, KFC, made by black hands. Yeah. What the fuck? The guy's trying to make a buck, goddammit. Why are you up his ass? He didn't say gays are inferior. He said he didn't want gays selling his pasta.
Yeah, it is weird to put people, like, their backs to the wall about how they run their marketing campaigns or their ad campaigns. That's a little weird to me. It's a little weird to me.
Fuck, do you get up Calvin Klein's ass? Because no one's point blank asked him, hey, why don't you get fat fucks to sell your jeans?
When was the last time anybody listening or in the United States in general, like, when was the last time they didn't go to Shell to fill up because they realized that Shell helped to fund a military dictatorship at one point that helped to, like, put down an insurrection using a lot of violence? Like, hundreds of people were killed. And, Shell definitely just, like, helped pay for the deaths of many people who were considered to be, rebels. So, I mean, when was the last time you skipped on Shell gas? You know, you're talking about,
were
like...
Were they gay rebels? Because if they weren't gay rebels, we're fine.
Oh, yeah, then it would be wrong.
Then fucking uproar, man.
It's just, it's literally impossible to control. Like, going back to, like, corporations are evil. Guess what? They're all evil. They all do things that will upset you.
Him saying he wouldn't feature gays... fucking Guinea Barilla, whatever his name is, he wouldn't put gays in his ads. That's his prerogative. I guess if you want to get your panties in a knot over, that's fine.
But that was, there's nothing like that was directly discriminatory. He was like, if you're gay, don't buy my pasta. He didn't say that.
No. Why would he? He wants gay money.
Yeah.
Fucking gays don't pay in Judy Garland bucks. They pay in real money, too. And look, I'm not anti-gay at all. Gay people are great as shit. usually the gay people I deal with, I don't know, because they've had it rough or nicer than straight people. Especially like entitled, you know what I'm talking about, the entitled white guy who's never had it rough in his life.
I was waiting for you to say something really racist about like,
oh, what, the gay blacks are the nicest of all.
No.
No, the dude, he's again speaking in a fucking Catholic country. How about you look in the mirror and like discuss the policies of your faith that would make him feel this way, where he's like, God, having a gay touching my product on TV would tank the fucking thing.
Well, you know, the priest who's like offering him communion most Sundays is probably a homosexual too, so
probably a goddamn jizz guzzler.
It depends on what order you are in Rome, whether you can get away with that more. Some of them are like harder about it, but if you want to go gay, go Jesuit. That's what I always thought.
I hate that this is fucking news, man. It's news because we don't want to focus on real things, and I don't either. I just want to go home and watch goddamn Boardwalk Empire and fucking eat Payway and not pay attention to life because it's garbage. Oh, my God. But, yeah, that was another news article I thought we had to bring up.
Yeah, it's extreme. So, like, you're back at Chick-fil-A now, right?
Oh, I don't really eat meat, actually.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so I haven't been doing much Chick-fil-A. But, yeah, I tried to avoid them for a bit just because they really prolonged it. Yeah. I think that's what bugged me about them. Like, this guy, he did what you gotta do, where you just, you take it up the ass, so to speak, and you're like, oh, no, gays are great, I'm sorry. I think what bugged me about Chick-fil-A was it just got so hot so fast, where like a lot of church people were going to Chick-fil-A and they're like, yeah, fuck the queers.
Yeah, that was weird.
I'm gonna support you by buying fucking
Westboro 18... Baptist loves Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, exactly.
It was weird.
Like then all of a sudden it got way too hot to handle. I think I ate there like once after all that shit went down, like, but only after they were kind of like, hey, you know, all that shit we did last month.
Yeah.
We aren't cool with that.
Nah, but it's just, it's
but
like,
you're right, by the way, I'm a full fucking hypocrite. I was totally like, I mean, I kind of laughed about it, but I was also like, well, maybe I won't buy there after all.
Here's what I say, like, fuck everyone for just acting like they're allowed to shop on the market as long as they're willfully blind to all sorts of interests that the corporations that they rely on, they just act as if it's okay as long as they don't know how sausage is made. But
yeah,
the second you realize, like, oh, they gave money to, like, this one group I disagree with, they all give money to groups that you disagree with. Walmart, I mean, some
people. Oh, God,
do.
I don't shop there. They're horrible. That much I know.
Yeah, and yet they're like one of the top retailers in the country because they sell the cheapest shit.
That's all people really care about.
Yeah.
Is it cheap? Does it make me fat because it's delicious? That's it. That's all they want.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to talk about like responsibility, I mean, having worked a little bit on a cattle ranch, I'm going to one again like at the end of the month. There's one reason why, like, you got to do me a solid at the end of the month on a couple things. I'll let you know about that later. But anyway, like, if you've ever been
Thanks
to
for
a...
tossing that out now. Go on.
If you ever look at a feeder lot where cattle are basically fattened up before they're slaughtered...
That's why I'm not eating beef right now.
Horrible. Absolutely horrible.
It's horrible for the cow. It's horrible for the people that work on it. It's bad all
It's horrible
over.
For the neighboring community that has to smell that, like, for miles around.
All bad.
It's bad. And yet,
again,
like,
there are a few things I am educated about, and I try to take the moral high ground on them. This
yeah,
is
it's
one.
Just like, when was the last time people paid like $9 a pound for ground beef? Because that's probably closer to where you want to pay for it if you're getting meat that was responsibly raised.
Exactly.
So, like,
where it
it's
isn't a bunch
expensive.
Of illegals who are hacking off their fingers every 8 minutes because they have to clean 60 carcasses per 5 minutes.
So, I love eating meat. I love eating chicken. But the reality is, I'm pretty well aware that, like, if we were ever going to talk about, like, how to reform the way that corporations do business, start number one with food production, because you should be paying a lot more if you really want to be a responsible consumer. Forget about, like, gay marriage stuff to me. Let's talk about, like, raising food in a humane way.
You said it way more eloquently, like, everything I tried to go for this episode right there. Just very succinct. So, your reward, it's what you've been waiting for all episode. Let's kick it in.
Oh, baby.
We're
going
to wait for the record to spin around. Yes, we're playing a record to close the show. Why aren't you moving, goddammit? Move.
You really suck at the physical media, man.
I wasn't even looking. I was just mashing a button. Here we go. You're slowed down.
Slow it down.
Eddie Murphy, party all the time, instrumental
You gotta go Dre style over top.
You gotta slow it down. This is how I rip.
It just sounds like hiss and slow Terminator music. Whatever.
Yo, give me a lick from Juicy J. You got
you
it?
You say no to ratchet pussy. Juicy J can't. What?
Do it with the beat.
Slow it down.
Oh, no. I can't do that.
You but say no to ratchet pussy. Juicy J can't turn it down.
This is horrible. I'm just trying to wrap it up in 60 seconds. Howard, they want to get a hold of you. It's at what the F and Heezy on Twitter. Me, John Papa Giorgio, spew all your hate at Papa's Basement.
Yeah, send it to him.
Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. You go there for new episode every Monday, every Thursday. They're usually funnier, and my thoughts actually kind of dovetail into one another. So I apologize for this one. I tried. I've been up. I've been stressed.
I'll say this. You were very successful in trying to convince me to get you a free lunch today.
Nice. I'll take that as a victory. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.
All right, let's hear that gold again.
I shut the fucking whole world down. You white motherfuckers, you cannot take over. You cannot take over. You ain't ringing the bell. You ain't calling the cops. 'Cause Howard, I'm the only king of the block. You like that? I use Howard for the N-word.
Yes. All right, here are levels. We have to do them again because I potted them down like a jack dick. Okay, and this is me talking, and I am magic. Yes. I am made of puppies and intercourse. Who wouldn't love that? All right. Howard, let's get yours.
Just typing up on WordPress, man. Liking the iPad app. It's delicious.
The lice hate sugar. It's delicious.
All right, I'm going to put this away so I can focus on the task at hand.
Oh, making audio magic with me for 40 minutes? We can do it.
Just hurry up, man. I want to eat.
All right.
I skipped lunch for this.
This is why I ate lunch. I wouldn't you told say me that you, dumb shit.
You told me we'll get you when we got here.
Yeah, and then I realized I'd be hungry.
Fabrications.
Crap, lies, fabrications. Charlie's riding like a rug. Best line ever.